Anti-government demonstrations in Iraq have escalated overnight, with a health official reporting the death toll at 7 in the last 2 days. Protesters took to the streets on Tuesday over unemployment, corruption and poor public services, clashing with riot squads and rapid intervention forces. The Wire's Georgina McKay spoke with Benjamin Izika, Associate Professor of Politics and Policy at Deakin University, about the state of Iraq and its protests.
This is not a new phenomena. These are, in fact, a very well-established part of kind of the political landscape in Iraq, that there are frequent and mass protests all the time about all kinds of things. And it's a way for the people to air their frustrations against the many complicated and deep-seated problems that Iraq faces.
Why do you think people have decided to protest now?
Since 2003, the end of every summer in Iraq, it gets swelteringly hot. And because there's poor electricity and poor government services, that tends to be sort of the perfect storm for protests to erupt.
What is the extent of unemployment in Iraq at the moment?
Enormous. Unemployment, corruption, poor public services. I mean, we're talking about large percentages of people not having adequate or sufficient electricity. We're talking about drinkable water in their homes. We're talking about huge numbers of unemployment and just kind of hopelessness, that there's no real future for a lot of young people. A huge percentage of the population in Iraq is under 20 years old. So you've got a youth bulge. And those young people really have very few opportunities and very few prospects into the future. And so part of this is an ongoing critique of the established political elites and their inability to provide a future for these Iraqi young people.
How are public services such as water and electricity failing in the country?
There's massive scale of poor education, poor hospitals, poor water, poor electricity, poor... I mean, we're talking about a state that after decades of war and authoritarian rule really is just on the tipping point of being a failed state. So more or less everything in the country doesn't work properly or adequately, even to meet the minimum requirement. And that obviously fuels frustration when Iraq does have such a large oil wealth that's generated, and the failure of that wealth to trickle down into basic public services really creates a lot of these frustrations. So we saw the last couple of years there's been a lot of protests in Basra in the south, which is responsible for the overwhelming majority, some 90% of the oil wealth. And the fact that all of that wealth was being generated and yet people still couldn't drink water in their homes really led to a massive amount of frustration. And it's the same frustration that fuels these protests.
Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi was sworn in last year as part of a compromise made after the inconclusive election. Do you think this has had any effect on the protest at all?
I think he's in a difficult situation. Solving Iraq's myriad and complex problems is not something one can do overnight. In my opinion, changing government, you know, or ousting the current government wouldn't address any of those concerns, at least not in the short term. But yeah, definitely he's become a target. He's become someone that people can direct their frustrations towards, but that's the nature of being Prime Minister of a country like Iraq.
What kind of action do you think the government of Iraq will take in terms of these protests?
I think there's going to be an ongoing kind of standoff between the security forces and these protest movements. That's not going to dissipate anytime soon. But as to what actions the Iraqi government would take in order to meet these kind of fairly legitimate demands, I couldn't speculate.
Benjamin Izika, Associate Professor of Politics and Policy at Deakin University, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.